Hang out. I wish that was more of you. We came a long way.
You got the cream of the crop, David.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we do the same show every night, no matter how many people there is. It's a selfish endeavor. However, we don't have room for the dancers tonight on this small stage. Well, a friend of mine said when you're watching on TV and some artist comes on, as soon as the dancers come out, he says that means the person in front has no talent. I thought, you know, there's something true about that, isn't there? You know, they're out there lip syncing to the... I remember Milne Vanilla and those people, they hung themselves for lip syncing, right? Now everybody does it. All those people are all lip syncing something.
Are you really going to play the violin?
Only if I have to.
Okay.
And I tell you that is because this is the truth now. Nobody plays the violin because they want to. It just isn't that kind of instrument. You have a passion for it, you have to play it. But nobody wants to play it. People want to play like the tenor saxophone or the piano or something, not the violin. And I always remind people that when I was 7 years old, my parents asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I told them a gun. I wanted a gun. But did I get a gun? No. They gave me a violin instead. That is so wrong. And eventually the Army gave me a nice M1 rifle that I carried around for a while. So I got my gun, you know, finally. And I was glad to get rid of that damn thing. Okay. And I was glad to get rid of that damn thing. Okay, here we go. Something you warm up on and have been for years. It's a little tribute song I wrote to put together for a couple of guys that I admired very much called Don and Dewey. Yeah. On tonight we have on drums the original It's a Beautiful Day group, Mr. Val Fuentes on drums. And on bass guitar tonight and every night for the last 30 years, Mr. Toby Gray. Tonight, every night, Mr. Gary Thomas. Guitar, Mr. Rob Espinosa. Sitting next to me passed away while we were waiting to get a flight. You know, I mean, how bad it was.
And that was the pilot. Well, Southwest. Hey, it's your song.
Okay, let's do an old song. Yeah. An old song that I wrote about the Berkeley riots. Back when I was, you know, I wrote another song called I Left My Heart in San Francisco and I Left My Brain in Berkeley. That's about the size of it. The band really started out playing in Berkeley in people's cars and stuff more than in San Francisco before the Fillmore and all that stuff, you know. And so I wrote this song, Hot Summer Day, on the first album.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda, my beautiful wife, Linda, celebrating our 39th anniversary next month. And as I said to her the other day, my God, I've loved every miserable minute of it. Anyway, this is a song that I wrote especially for that occasion. It's a song about when I first met my wife, Linda, all those years ago, when I was playing on that bill with Booker T and the MGs in San Francisco in a nightclub. And Linda came by on the first night, two nights, and she just knocked me out. And
then, I came to see Bob Marley.
Then on the second night she came back again, but this time without her girlfriend. And we've been together ever since that night.
When I'm alone at night and I start dreaming about you, wondering how you are and if everything's alright, and when the fear is strong, I'll go and call you on the phone. Talk things over, you know where I'm coming from. I couldn't live without you.
Submitted the album cover picture to the record company, and the guy from the art department called me and said, "No, you were not putting that on the album cover." And I said, "Well, why not?" And he said, "Well, it's disgusting, that's why. A camel on the front of your album, I hate it." I said, "Well, the band really likes it, and that's what we want." He said, "Well, we're not doing it." I said, "Well, screw it. What do you mean we're not doing it? I'm the producer here. I make these decisions." So I got a hold of the president, and I talked to him, and I said, "You know, this guy in the art department is really giving me a hard time about this album cover thing. So I get a call back from him, and he says, well, I talked to him. He's upset. He doesn't like it because it has flies on it. I had forgotten that the artist that did the rendition of it has flies flying around the camel's gonads. And the guy was just completely disgusted with the flies on the album cover. That's disgusting. What can I do? Anyway, it ended up on the album cover. And probably the public was disgusted with it too. We liked it, and so there it is. And here's the song called Grand Camel Suite. Talking to somebody in Bombay all the time. I was in India for about 6 weeks in 1972. I went there specifically to get rid of my cocaine habit. That's true. And I went and I stayed in an ashram there and cleaned my act up. And I came back and I've been clean ever since. I tried to kick this crap here, you know, but it was just like everywhere in front of you, everywhere you went, you know. I thought, I can't do it here. I got to get out of this place.
Is anybody holding, by the way?
try that trivia on too. And that's a, after the I wrote that song "Girl with No Eyes." During that period, I wrote another one called "The Guy with No Nose." This is something that's sort of that a country name again a little bit. This is a song I wrote about the experience when I was 8 years old. My father got a job lumberjacking up on a place called Soapstone Mountain, and it was a fantastic summer. You know, 8 years old, just me and my dog Skipper and the whole world out there, and free as a bird. And so we wrote a song called Soapstone Mountain about that time.
Thank you.
song, then we'll take a little intermission, then we'll be back and play Whitebird and Bombay Caller and all kinds of stuff. We're going to do a little a song I call the Night Song.
Thank you for coming to Tucson.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what happens to an old hippie who lives in the head ashbury too long. Recently, I noticed all my songs are about like that. They're all about running away, getting away, flying away, drugging yourself to oblivion. Anyway, that's funny, but that's the way it was. We used to play that, and then we'd all run out into Golden Gate Park and then just go crazy. And a lot of times, all the way to the ocean. Then we go down there, and we sit and watch the sunset, run all the way back to the Haight Ashbury again. Recently, there's a CD that came out that was kind of exciting. Rhino Records released a CD at the request of the Starbucks Incorporated to be sold in the Starbucks stores. They made about 24,000 of them and put them out all in different Starbucks stores. Now, the CD is called Sunset Boulevard to Haight Ashbury. And it's 18 songs. Half of them are Los Angeles groups like Mamas and the Papas and stuff like that. And then the other half are like our people, like the Starship and the Quicksilver and Big Brother, Beautiful Day, that kind of thing, you know. So it was pretty exciting that came out, and it's all over, you know, every Starbucks there is, I guess. Only the big stores, the little boutique ones don't have them, but where they sell the CD. So I got a nice recording of White Bird on there. Right away went out and bought a new car. our old car was 17 years old. It was time to move on.
A white one, yeah.
Yeah, a big white Honda Accord rather.
With a big coffee cup holder in the middle.
Here's a song of mine from, maybe 1970, I guess. I recorded a song of mine called Creed of Love. Quickly turn away.
know you never should have spoken. You definitely never should have spoken. You definitely never should have
job's too hard.
I don't want to play with
him. I know it is, but you could have some fun. He says, I'm not having fun anymore. Well, that's too bad. He's lucky he doesn't play the violin, you know. Spirit in the sky. Right? I'd like to send this violin in the sky to get my gun and get the hell out of here. Anyway, here we go. We're going to play White Bird before the wings fall off.
Behind you, man. Thank you. Scott Country, we love you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We got lots more music coming up. We've got another band coming up.